WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
Well, the River Valley girls soccer team is currently in the sectional final. They are playing in the Altoona Oak Leaf Stadium, and they are currently leading 3-1 over Regis McDonald. It's in the second half. The winner of this one moves on to the state tournament, which will be held Thursday through Saturday at Eline Soccer Park in Milwaukee. Also going on today, lots of baseball and softball action. Baseball in the home talent scene actually was canceled today in Cazenovia. The Cazenovia Reds were set to host the game with Cross Plains, and that one was called off earlier today. There's home talent baseball tomorrow. We'll have action on WRCO Radio featuring Plain and Ashton, and Plain is managed by Bob Jewell.
To be competitive, we need to keep getting better. I guess we need to really push ourselves in practices and maybe guys doing a little bit on their own. We only practice once a week, but guys could do some stuff, getting a little extra batting practice and things like that during the week and just get some extra reps. But overall, I've been really happy with the attitude and the competitiveness and the guys meshing together early on. It seems like we're meshing together pretty well.
Pregame time 12:45 tomorrow. First pitch time 1 o'clock on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Today at the state softball tournament being played at Goodman Diamond in Madison, Pacelli was a winner over Oakfield 4-3. Fall Creek with a 7-0 win over Cuba City. And also the Division III title went on the way to Prescott after a victory over Laconia 3-1. We now have an update on how that went for Cuba City and Fall Creek today with Michael Hernan.
Hi, I'm Michael Hernan, live from the Goodman Diamond here in Madison. The final score of the Division IV state championship game, Fall Creek defeated Cuba City by a score of 7-0. The winning pitcher for Fall Creek was Grace Heron, and the losing pitcher for Cuba City was Peyton Guile. The scoring, Fall Creek in the fourth scored a run, but most of their scoring came in the sixth when it put on 6 runs. Final tallies, Cuba City only collected 4 hits, meanwhile Fall Creek had 9, and Cuba City committed 4 errors, while Fall Creek committed 3. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Bryce Harper celebrated with a soccer slide after his tying home run, and Ranger Suarez became the season's first 10-game winner. The Phillies beat the Mets 7-2 in the opener of Major League Baseball's third London series. After Harper sparked the 4-run sixth, Whit Merrifield hit a 3-run home run for the Major League best Phillies, who have won 4 in a row and 7 of 8. Harper was a triple shy of the cycle. Nick Castellanos added an 8th-inning home run at Linden Stadium, home of the Premier League club West Ham. The Brewers currently are leading the Detroit Tigers in the game. It is a 5-4 Brewer lead. That game in the 6th inning. Jason Kidd couldn't figure out how to stop the Boston Celtics in game 1 of the NBA Finals. Now he's hoping they will get it their own way. The Mavericks coach seemed eager to sow dissension in the Boston locker room on Saturday when he singled out Jaylen Brown as the Celtics' best player. The comments were transparently designed to irk Tatum, an actual NBA first teamer who was 6th in the voting for the league's MVP. Tatum said it won't work, and on that, Brown agrees. The Boston Big Two say they are happy to share the ball if it leads them to an NBA title. Caitlin Clark won't be headed to the Paris Olympics, according to a person familiar with the decision. The person spoke on being anonymous today because no official announcement has been made. While Clark won't be headed to Paris, the U.S. is expected to take five-time gold medalist Diana Taurasi for a sixth Olympics. Taurasi will be joined by Phoenix Mercury teammate Brittany Griner, according to the person. Joining the pair will be Olympic veterans Brianna Stewart and Asia Wilson, also Jewel Lloyd and Chelsea Gray, Kelsey Plum, and Jackie Young, who helped the U.S. win the inaugural 3-3 gold medal at the Tokyo Games. They will also be going on toward the action on the team. Forward Ava Jones will take a medical disqualification and retire from college basketball. The school and Jones announced the decision Friday. Jones will remain on scholarship and work toward her degree at Iowa. She was not cleared to play as a freshman last season as she recovered from injuries suffered when she and her family were struck by a car being driven by a driver under the influence in 2022 in Kentucky. The NCAA will allow advertisements on football fields for regular season games in all three divisions beginning this season. The move creates a new revenue stream for schools facing mounting costs in the changing college sports landscape. Advertisements will be allowed on three spots on the field. There can be a single ad centered on the 50-yard line, in addition to no more than two smaller flanking ads elsewhere. The ads could be placed on the field on a game-by-game basis or for the whole season. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.